Patriots fans, Christian Gonzalez is a New England Patriot. Bravo to the boys in Foxborough, but what do the Patriots do for an encore? Stick around. You're about to be locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast.
You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful. Thank you once again for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage. And welcome to Draft Day 2, Day 3 here on Locked On Patriots, a proud part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Don't forget to subscribe or follow free on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts to get the very latest episode as soon as it's available. And today's episode is brought to you by Ultimate Football GM. If you've ever dreamed of being an NFL GM, managing your football franchise, this is definitely the game for you. To download the game, just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up on the app stores. Our listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo code LOCKEDON in all caps in the game. Pats fans, welcome. I am your host, Mike DeBate, and I cover your New England Patriots for Patriots Country of Sports Illustrated. So reach out to me and let me know what's on your mind on Twitter at MDABATENFL. While you're out there showing some love to the Twitterverse, please be sure to follow the Locked On Patriots account as well at LO_Patriots. And while you're showing some love, show some to my esteemed co-host today here, closing the week in style as he helps to open it every single week, the legendary Thomas Murphy of E2G Sports. Murph, always a lot of fun when we are on the microphone together, but a little extra spring in the step today after the New England Patriots' illustrious start to the 2023 NFL draft, my friend.
Yeah, everybody was happy last night. You know, it was the most exciting night that I can remember as covering the Patriots or being a Patriots fan in almost a decade. I loved the chaos that happened at the top of this draft and what Bill was able to do in trading down from 14 and getting the guy that he wanted the entire time as the board fell was just fantastic, because you know we got to screw the Jets too.
Oh, we're going to get to that in just a moment. If you don't think Murph and I were impressed by Bill Belichick's ability to kind of mess with the board a little bit and stick it to the J-E-T-S, Jets. Yeah, we loved that. But Pats fans, just in case you're a little late to the program, no worries, no problems. We're going to catch you up here. And Murph is referring to what we've all had a night now to sleep on. And guess what, folks? We woke up and it's still real. The number 17 selection. Some of us did a little more than others. I barely slept. I'm going on that. And if you watched last night's episode, folks, you'll know I was pretty tired by the end of it. But bottom line, we're rejuvenated. We're re-energized because Christian Gonzalez has been added to the Foxborough fold with the number 17 pick for the New England Patriots. Murph, this didn't seem possible really just a day ago. Everyone had Christian Gonzalez graded at potential, definitely top a top 10 pick, potentially top 12. Even top five, I saw.
Exactly. I mean, at the outset, top 12. We spent the better part of 6 weeks going over others' mock drafts and telling them, well, yeah, I understand. You gotta take him if he's there at 14, but then getting on them that he's not going to be there at 14. He was there at 14. Yeah. And today we wake up and you're already hearing the rhetoric. Well, you know, if Bill liked him so much, why didn't he take him at 14? Or why didn't he trade up and grab him at 10? Why didn't you spend some capital and go get this guy if you really, really wanted him? Because he didn't have to. And he's Bill Belichick and he knew he didn't have to. This is a great pick. This is the lockdown corner that this team has been missing since the departure. Well, since before the departure of Stephon Gilmore, because Gilmore was at the end was injured and banged up and was not quite the player that he had been the first three seasons here. But I don't want to call it Stephon Gilmore 2.0. That would be unfair to this young man. But damn. This defensive backfield just got serious, and you folks out there are in for a treat.
Yeah, without any question. So well said, my friend. And look, the logistical fit of Christian Gonzalez on the field for the New England Patriots is undeniable.
Yeah.
And I talked about this a little bit last night when I wrote for Sports Illustrated, and joining us here today on the pod, it was, I think, in a way, everything that the Patriots have been looking for at the cornerback position, yep, and being able to get it all in Christian Gonzalez.
Right.
And Matt Groh had the opportunity to speak with us last night, just after midnight on the East Coast, right after Christian was, in the fold. We had an opportunity to talk to him on the media on a Zoom conference. But once again, this really, I think, just solidified it when Matt Groh really said that he had been scouting and his team had been scouting Christian for over a year, mm-hmm, at Oregon. Your player, not someone they had counted on that was going to be there, because there was still a possibility that he could have gone back to Oregon for his senior season.
Yep.
Don't forget, he's a true junior, folks. In this
and
case,
a transfer.
Absolutely. And a transfer as well. Without question, from Colorado.
He jumped into the transfer portal, and he had to learn a completely new system, and he still excelled. And he was still one of the top two or three cornerbacks in this draft. I thought he was the top cornerback. Devin Witherspoon plays a little more physically, but this kid is just phenomenal.
Yeah, the thing that I like about this kid is versatility. Whether you want to put him in man coverage or whether you want to put him in zone, he can excel in both. He definitely has the physicality and the speed to be able to hang with some of the top flight receivers he's going to be covering. But I mentioned this again last night here on the pod and speaking with my colleague, Peter Bukowski, who hosts Locked On Sports Today on the Locked On Podcast Network, said that he never takes his eyes off of the quarterback. He's always watching the move that he's going to make. And in that vein, he's going to make a tremendous zone cornerback as well. So whatever schemes the Patriots want to go ahead and dial up, Christian Gonzalez is going to be able to do it, and he's going to be able to do it at a high level. I absolutely love this logistically, and I really don't think there's a downside to bringing him in. That leads me to the narratives that we've been hearing. And Murph, you already said one. If Bill liked him, he could have traded up for him. Yep. You know inevitably that the talking heads out there, and I'm probably being a little harsh to some, but you know that there are going to be some that are going to try to push the narrative that he fell for a reason here at number 17. I happen to think that's absolute ridiculousness. Yep. I think that he fell to number 17 based on draft needs of other teams, not because all of a sudden this kid fell off the cliff. Am I not seeing something here? Or am I just looking at this through rose-colored glasses?
No, definitely you clean the specs before you put them on, and you're sitting there and you're looking at this objectively. This draft, the way it worked out at the top with all the chaos, with the moving up and moving down within the top five, completely turned this draft on its side into this is what I need. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're not taking the best available player. We're taking the best available player as to what we need. Otherwise, you would not have seen two running backs go in the first round. Okay. It just wouldn't have happened.
Good point.
Okay. Because you can get those guys almost anywhere. But these teams like Atlanta and others, they went out and they got the person that they needed. And this happened throughout the first round. People weren't reaching for a great athlete that is going to push somebody else, or this guy is just a little bit better than what. No, we've got that covered. Let's go get something that we need. And that's why he ended up being there at 14. And when Bill saw him there at 14, he got the call from Pittsburgh. He knew that he wasn't going to be taken in those next two rounds. Bill knew that he wasn't going to take the offensive tackle from Georgia there. I'm not sure why, but he didn't, he was going to take him. He was going to come back and grab Gonzalez. He knew Gonzalez would be there at 17. And he said, why not? And let's screw the Jets.
And what better way to get his revenge than to be able to do that? I love it.
Continuous,
and you know,
continuous revenge.
So many Jets beat writers, and I'm not going to name names, folks, but go ahead and take a look at the Twitter feeds. You can see that everyone automatically gravitated toward that. Bill Belichick just screwed the Jets. And grin from ear to ear on either side of the screen right now, folks, because you know how we feel. But we know how you all feel out there in Patriots Nation as well. Look, bottom line, I think that there is definitely a little maniacal grin coming from Bill Belichick, knowing what he did. But bottom line, he did this move, folks, because he knew that he could cure Christian Gonzalez with the number 17 pick. I don't believe that's something he should be penalized for or questioned for. What the Patriots did was trade down to get a better player, to get a player they wanted, a player they coveted, a player they needed, and also adding a fourth rounder into the mix. That's folks, Bill Belichick deserves an A-plus for this one, for all you of do. The negativity he has delivered on draft day one in draft days past, in recent draft days past as well. I think he deserved a little bit better when it came to the criticism he got for Cole Strange, but you know what? Living in the present, we're not going to digress and go into the past. For the first time in a long while, I'm hearing a lot of unity in Patriots Nation on this pick. And folks, it should be. Christian's got the right attitude. He wants to be here. He's a fan of seafood, which is a good thing if you're a New Englander. All the things seem to be coming into line and falling into place for Christian Gonzalez to succeed here. And I think the Patriots themselves their shutdown corner on the boundary for many years to come. So Once again, bravo, Bill.
Bravo, Bill. The talking heads have got their narratives out there already. Wow, he didn't look excited when he heard his name called, and he'd already had 5 minutes for that to sink in because Bill had already called him and let him know. They're already talking about, you know, this wasn't Bill's pick, yada, yada, yada. It's you know, he went around the room, and that's – no, this was Bill's pick. Bill had honestly, Bill can find these guys later. But you can't find this guy later.
Yeah,
you can't.
Very
well said. When he started falling down the draft, Bill was sitting there like this. Please keep coming, keep coming. Okay, now let's make the deal. Okay, give Pittsburgh a call back. We'll take the fourth. He might have gotten, like a lot of people are talking, a little bit more back in a trade back, but. Pittsburgh wasn't giving more in a trade back. They would have sat there and said, that's fine. I'll take Smith and Jigba at 17. And Bill picked up another fourth, and I'm sure we're going to get into that in a few.
Absolutely. In just a few, folks, that's exactly what we're going to get into. But I think you're spot on in that analysis. And it falls into line with what we spoke to Matt Groh about last night, where he mentioned that you're starting to see the board take shape. You have a pretty good idea of what Washington is going to do in taking Emmanuel Forbes. That looked like a foregone conclusion there. So now you look at the Jets. They're not going to go corner. They've got Sauce Gardner. They're pretty set at that position. And you hear rumors that the Pittsburgh Steelers want an offensive tackle. Well, if the Patriots have zeroed in on Christian Gonzalez to strengthen their secondary, you can make that trade with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They get Broderick Jones. The Jets kind of get sandwiched in the middle, and the Patriots get their guy in Christian Gonzalez. So a win-win all around for the New England Patriots. But what does that fourth rounder mean for the Pats' chances and plans for day two and day three? Murph and I are going to discuss that in just a moment when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. But first, folks, today's episode is brought to you by Ultimate Football GM. And as Patriots fans, you know how difficult it is to build a professional sports dynasty. Again, folks, I'm not talking about one of these dynasties where it's created and you've got teams winning championships sporadically. I'm talking two solid decades of excellence. Your New England Patriots are one of the very few to ever do it, and it's not easy, trust me. So what do you think? Do you think that the New England Patriots took a step toward restoring the glory days by drafting Christian Gonzalez? A lot of you are excited, and I don't blame you, but you can try your hand at general management with Ultimate Football GM. My colleagues and I at the Locked On Podcast Network had a blast competing in this game. Murph, I know you love to try your hand at general managementship. This is something I know you're going to love and you're going to really enjoy. With Ultimate Football GM, you're responsible for everything, for controlling the destiny of your franchise. I'm talking hiring the coaches and the coordinators, managing the finances, navigating your team through free agency, draft, injuries, player personnel issues, all in a challenging and realistic game world. Ultimate Football GM is completely free. That's a great thing. And it's also playable offline. You can play on the go as you want, when you want to. And Locked On Patriots listeners, listen up, because you get a 100% free boost to your franchise when using the promo code Locked On in all caps in the game store. That's Locked On in all caps. So make sure to get out today to download the game. Just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up on the app stores. That's ultimate-gm.com. Ultimate Football GM, start your dynasty today. Patriots fans, once again, the legendary Thomas Murphy of E2GSports.com helps me close the week in style, as he always helps me to open the week in style. And Murph, we are still basking in the glow of the Patriots' first round windfall. Christian Gonzalez, cornerback out of Oregon, is a New England Patriot. Christian set to meet the media later on Friday about 5 p.m. The whole jersey photo op, Jonathan Kraft, Robert Kraft. Going to be a fun time in Foxborough seeing Christian there ready to roll with the New England Patriots. But as we all know, the draft does not end after one night. Nope. There are multiple days here in the NFL. And as Christian is accepting his new jersey in Foxborough, the Patriots are going to be on the clock sooner rather than later with day two and day three picks. Now, the Pats did make the opening day trade, still maintained 11 picks in the draft. Yeah. And when you take a look now at what they've got, the draft capital they have, the additional fourth rounder at 120 that used to belong to the Steelers, this has trade up written all over it. Murph, do you see the New England Patriots making a move up in this draft? And if so, how much easier now is it going to be with that extra fourth rounder to maybe get to the point where they can snag the player they want?
Immensely easier. It's so much easier. It's unbelievable. Could end up with two second round picks here. They don't necessarily have to use that second round pick to move up in this draft. Or if they do, they can still trade back up into the second round and fortify a different position. What having four and four allows them to do is move up into the third, use that third to move up into the second, use that second to move up higher. It's a fantastic chess piece to have. Okay, it's like having an extra bishop on the board, and and Bill is he's playing chess this year. Everybody who thought that he's slipping, he's sliding, he's shown in the first round what he's able to do, and for the first time in quite a long time, he's got the chess pieces to move around and move up and move down. So I see moving back up into the second, higher in the second round, possibly moving up higher in the third round, and then moving down with one of those picks again from the fourth, maybe maintaining two of those picks and then moving down into the fifth to possibly grab a player there, because we know what Bill likes to do in the fifth round.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And if they are going to move up, the rumor is that they'll definitely be looking to get into the 30s. And that's something I think that is within their realm. We heard our mutual friend, NFL insider Mike Giardi, say that the Patriots are already picking up the phone, making those calls. Matt Groh, Bill Belichick, not resting on their laurels. They're hard at work, ready to go today. And Andrew Callahan of the Boston Herald, I think, laid it out very nicely, folks, about an hour ago at the time we're recording this. And go back and take a look at some of his tweets about the possibilities of what it would take to get the Patriots into the 32 to 34 range. New England would probably have to surrender their 46th pick and maybe a couple of fourth rounders. He mentioned specifically 107, 117, but the Patriots do have four fourth rounders now. 107, 117, 120, and 135.
Yeah.
So if the Patriots feel they can get good value there, this might be on the table. But I think it's more likely the 35 or 36. I think that's more of their value here.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And you can't argue with Andrew Callahan. He's somebody that's just what's the word I'm looking for? Dialed in, and it's a direct connection. He's not on Wi-Fi.
Yeah. And he does, you know, crunch these numbers very, very well and be able to, you know, take chess pieces and be able to move them around the board and see what the Patriots would do. In Andrew's estimation, if the Patriots move into the 35 or 36, he has them once again surrendering the number 46. Kind of a prerequisite here, folks.
Got it.
Sorry to say it. But the 2 fourth rounders that would take for that would be 120 and 135. So all of a sudden, you're still maintaining a couple of fourth round picks. You're trading up to get the guy you want, and you still have the opportunity to do some damage in the fourth round at 107 and 117. So when you have 4 fourth rounders, 4 sixth rounders, you got to be thinking that the Patriots are looking to turn those into potential targets. Speaking of those potential targets, Murph, it's going to be very, very interesting to see what the Patriots will do and who they might be targeting. Well, folks, in just a moment, the Connor Murphy Fisto and I will put on our GM hats and not only tell you if we think the Patriots are going to trade up, but if they do, who might they target? And who might they be targeting in the later rounds to potentially get some diamonds in the rough? A lot of draft talk still to come, so keep it right here on Locked On Patriots. But first, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends over at Built.com. Pats fans, if you're looking for a delicious snack, but you don't want all of the sugar in the calories, you need to try the best tasting protein bar you'll ever have. I say it every day, you've got to try Built. Because if you're like me and you want to make healthier snack choices, but you don't want to compromise taste, well, I don't know how Built does this, but they do it. These bars taste like a candy bar, maintain amazing macros, and what's even better is that they're healthy. Only 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, a whopping 17 grams of protein, and incredible flavors like churro, peanut butter brownie, cookies and cream, and I'm just scratching the surface. That is our favorite, Murph. It is unbelievable. You've got to try these bars, folks, if you haven't done so already. And the best part is you don't even need to wait to get a box any longer. If you are near a Walmart or near a local Sam's Club, you can get your specialty flavors, and you can still get them at Built.com, folks, but you can head to your nearest Walmart today, walk to the pharmacy section, grab yourself a box of Built bars. You can pick up a 4-bar box of cookies and cream, double chocolate, or coconut puff. The puffs are amazing too, folks. They make great s'mores, by the way. Summer's coming, spring coming. Definitely try it. You will not be disappointed. Try the puffs as a s'more. You're going to love them. And if you're close to a Sam's Club, run in, grab a 13-bar box of our hit flavors, brownie batter puff or churro puff. Don't delay, folks. Do it today. You can thank me later. Try all of the great products that they have available at Sam's Club, Walmart, or at Built.com.
You're killing me, Smalls. S'mores.
Absolutely. See, folks, that's what we're doing here. We're not only whetting your appetite for the Patriots season, but we're also encouraging you to take that snack fix a little bit further and do it with a healthy snack, a healthy treat, such as Built. Again, we've been telling you about these bars for years, and they are amazing, and we're enthusiastic because we love the product. If you've tried Built, you know what we're talking about. If you haven't, again, don't delay. Do it today. And Murps, specifically, or I should say, especially, don't, you know, do it today, should be the motto of the New England Patriots right now, because today and tomorrow, meaning Friday and Saturday, folks, depending on when you're watching this episode of Locked On Patriots, the New England Patriots will once again be on the clock. Still a lot of picks to go, a lot of draft capital to invest, and a lot of holes still on this roster. We talked about the Patriots' potential of trading and what picks might it take for the Patriots to move up. But that being said, if the Patriots are going to move up, they're going to move down, whatever, they have to get prospects in here. They have to use those picks on draft capital. Murph, I'm going to hand the baton over to you. When you look at your monster keys to the draft, when you look into your Belichickian crystal ball, what direction, let's start with day two. What direction are the Patriots going in on Friday? What's priority one in the draft room now that Christian Gonzalez is here in the fold?
Yeah, it's still the offensive line. You know, people, you clamored for a weapon, folks. You got one, but you got one on defense. Okay, it's still the offensive line. You have to protect the franchise, and whether you like it or not, Mac Jones is the franchise. I happen to like it. I happen to still think that Mac Jones's upside is that good. and you've got to protect him. Cody Mosh is still out there. My bracket might have been busted in the first round, but everybody else is still there to get me to the Final Four. And Cody Mosh is my first priority tomorrow. DeJuan Jones is still out there. I wouldn't mind that. And you know, you can still always, you know, Bill could end up building a bully on the defensive side of the ball and end up going with an edge guy.
Yeah, I think so. I think in terms of hierarchy, I think you're right on the money. Offensive line still remains the biggest need on this team. Yep. I love the pick of Christian Gonzalez, but I don't change my mind in terms of saying that the Patriots need to upgrade the O-line, and I think they will do so. If they're going to move up, watch for guys like DeJuan Jones out of Ohio State. Watch for guys like Matthew Bergeron out of Syracuse. I know Murph doesn't necessarily like the orange, but you know,
but I like the kid.
Bottom line, Bergeron is a solid pick. I think the Patriots would be very happy to add him into the fold. So I think they're going to go in that direction. But if they do go past catcher, there's a lot to like about guys like Josh Downs. You're bringing another slot receiver, someone that can succeed in Bill O'Brien's offense. Yards after the catch, this kid is going to give it to you. If you want to go a little bit later, I still say Michael Wilson would look great in this Patriots offense. Sizable, contested catch weapon, does give you yards after the catch as well, folks. Don't let the injury fool you. He looked very good at the Senior Bowl. He can still get out after it, make the catches, and coincidentally had some very, very complimentary things to say about Christian Gonzalez, calling him one of the best cornerbacks he's ever faced. If you don't think these two would make great teammates, folks, I got another thing coming. So keep your eye on those guys. Those are the players that I'm watching.
Yep. Cedric Tillman is still out there. Josh Downs is still out there. Mm-hmm. You people looking for pass catchers. And, of course, you know, Washington is still out there. If you're looking to fill out that tight end room, I just I think they will well, actually, you'd have to vault the ceilings in the tight end room if you brought Washington in. But still, we're all talking about players that will go in the second round, might fall to the third. I can't see Washington getting to the third round. They would have to have two second round picks to get done what we were talking about here. But I do think that the offensive line, he needs somebody to plug in there at right tackle right away.
Yeah, without question. And if that's the direction that the Patriots go in, solve the problem at cornerback, solve the problem at offensive line. Yep. I think you're hitting a home run right off the bat in two first at bats. And bottom line, folks, I think there's enough talent at wide receiver, enough talent at tight end. This is a deep enough class in both where you can find diamonds in the rough and potential, really, I think potential picks that can really be an impact player sooner rather than later in both areas.
Both the kids from Tennessee could come in here and do something. Mingo is still out there. He's a name that we've heard a lot of. Tyler Scott at Cincinnati. And where's the Houston kid, Nathaniel Dell. And of course, Michael Wilson from Stanford is somebody that, you know, you've mentioned often, and I think he could fit in here really well. There are guys on day two and day three that the Patriots could end up bringing in here to fill in the backside. What I think Bill did was really smart here at the top of the draft. I don't think he's going to go wide receiver in the second round. He might go tight end, but you know, they can be addressed in the third and the fourth. I did it in my Monster Keys in grabbing Tucker Kraft in the third round. I think he could still be there. There are those guys to get excited about in the middle rounds.
Absolutely, without any question. And again, a very deep tight end class. A lot of people are saying not a very deep wide receiver class. I do understand the argument, but in terms of what the Patriots need, I think they will be able to fill that, especially if they look to fill the pass catching void with a tight end like a Donnell Washington, or like you said, like a Tucker Kraft, Sam LaPorta, guys that are all available. Michael Mayer is still available, and not a lot of people
Michael
saw Mayer that
is still
coming,
available.
So folks, keep an eye out for that. I know Claire would be excited by that. Yeah. She'd love that. So
all the mini Gronk talk about him really didn't pump up his tires as much as everybody else thought, and he fell out of the first round.
You know what? Like his namesake, Baby Gronk. Like his namesake, he fell out of the first round. Maybe, maybe disproportionate to what he should be considered. So, folks, keep an eye on all of that. Murph and I are going to continue to keep our eye out all weekend long for the Patriots selections, because don't forget, on Monday here on Locked On Patriots, we're pulling out the grading sheets once again. Mock Draft Monday becomes Musing the Draft Monday. The Patriots' actual draft becomes our muse for the 2023 season. Bill Belichick, Matt Groh on the hot seat. Murph and I are going to grade them on Monday. So don't forget, you don't want to miss that. Stay locked into Locked On Patriots. And Pats fans, also don't forget that over the weekend, a bonus episode of the pod is going to be visible on your timeline, catching you up on all the latest Patriots taken on day two and day three. So keep an eye out for that. And last but certainly not least, please, if you do want to extend and enrich your draft coverage beyond just the Patriots realm, check out my good friends Kyle Krabs and Joe Marino over at Locked On NFL Scouting. They are in the draft hot seat all weekend long. They're going to be going live at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on the Locked On YouTube page, and they're going to be breaking down all the day two selections. That's on Friday night. On Saturday, coming at you 11:30 a.m. So set your reminders to spend time absorbing the great wisdom and counsel of my colleagues at the Locked On Podcast Network at Locked On NFL Scouting. And of course, folks, don't forget to join Murph and I on Monday. On behalf of the legendary Con Murphy Fisto himself, the great Thomas Murphy, I'm Mike DeBate. Continue to stay safe, stay well, enjoy the rest of the weekend's draft coverage. We see you right back here on Monday on Locked On Patriots.